This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in the 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. He noted that there was a wave of happiness and the entire country felt a sense of pride when the Indian astronaut landed safely on Earth. He said that children began to show curiosity about science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists.
21st sadi ke Bharat mein aaj science ek nayi urja ke saath aage badh rahi hai. Kuch din pehle hamare chhatron ne International Chemistry Olympiad mein medal jeete hain. देवेश पंकज, संदीप कुची, देवव्रत प्रियदर्शी और उज्जवल केशरी, इन चारों ने भारत का नाम रोशन किया. मैथ की दुनिया में भी भारत ने अपनी पहचान को और मजबूत किया है. ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हुए इंटरनेशनल मैथमेटिकल ओलंपियाड में हमारे स्टूडेंट्स ने 3 गोल्ड, 2 सिल्वर और 1 ब्रॉन्ज मेडल हासिल किया है.
Mr. Modi praised the Indian students who brought glory to the nation by winning 3 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze medal at the International Chemistry Olympiad held in Dubai earlier this month. The students were Devesh Pankaj, Sandeep Kuchi, Devdutt Priyadarshi, and Ujjwal Kesri. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Olympiads will be held in Mumbai next month, with students from more than 60 countries participating in the event. The Prime Minister expressed pride that UNESCO has recognized 12 Maratha forts as World Heritage Sites. These include 11 forts in Maharashtra and 1 in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister elaborated that each fort has a rich history, from Salher Fort, where the Mughals were defeated, to Shivneri Fort, where Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj was born. Prime Minister Modi opined that August is the month of revolution, highlighting the courage of 18-year-old freedom fighter Khudiram Bose. He said that when the freedom fighter walked towards the gallows on the 11th of August 1908, there was a smile on his face while tears filled the eyes of the people of Muzaffarpur, Bihar, who gathered around the jail where the young patriot was paying the price for his patriotism. In this episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister also spoke about the diversity found in Indian folk songs and traditions, including bhajans and kirtans. He expressed admiration for the Radha Krishna Sankirtan Mandali from Kyonjhar district in Odisha, which is raising awareness about forest fires. Pramila Pradhan is the inspiration behind this initiative, and she has added new lyrics and messages to traditional songs to help protect forests and the environment. Prime Minister Modi extended best wishes to the nation on the occasion of Haryali Tej. He said that amid the showers of Sawan, the country is once again going to be adorned with the fervour of festivals. He said that the upcoming festivities like Nag Panchami, Raksha Bandhan and Janamashtami are connected to people's emotions.
सावन की फुहारों के बीच देश एक बार फिर त्योहारों के रौनक से सजने जा रहा है. आज हरियाली तीज है, फिर नागपंचमी और रक्षाबंधन, फिर जन्माष्टमी, हमारे नटखट कान्हा के जन्म का उत्सव. ये सभी पर्व यहाँ हमारी भावनाओं से जुड़े हैं. ये हमें प्रकृति से जुड़ाव और संतुलन का भी संदेश देते हैं. आप सभी को इन पावन पर्वों की ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chol Emperor Rajendra Chol I, along with the Adi Thiruvathirai festival at the Gangaikonda Cholpuram temple in Tamil Nadu in a short while from now. In Uttarakhand, 6 people lost their lives and several others were injured in a stampede on the route to Mansa Devi temple in Haridwar today. The stampede occurred on the road leading to the main temple. The incident reportedly occurred after a high-voltage electric wire fell amid a large crowd gathered around the temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the tragic stampede at Haridwar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi offered condolences to those who lost their loved ones. He prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and noted that the local administration is assisting those affected. And that is the end of this news bulletin.